Ron. Now you can hear me. I was just saying good morning to you all. Actually, I probably shouldn't have got you to sit down, because before I lose my name tag, I have already. Helen is my name, so before you lose yours, would you greet the persons next to you and around you? We'll have fellowship time. So, yeah, I'll just put it there. Now, we also are on a time limit because all these ladies, wonderful ladies that have been helping, they've all got little babies. So it's not easy trying to organise everything, make sure the songs are done. And while they're sleeping, we've got a window of time. So give those ladies a hand for all their, yeah. It's marvellous. Superwomen that they are. All these young women today are like that, you know, work. Babies, oh, it's all easy and done with. I used to struggle all the time. Okay, we're into the busy season, as Rebecca said. 1st of December, I clicked over my time thing and I couldn't believe it. But it is the busy season. So you've come here and the Word promises us that before, while we wait on the Lord, we shall renew our strength. So let's hope, well, I know that the Lord will do that for us this morning. But even more than that, it promises that we will mount up with wings as eagles. So let's soar this morning, okay? Let's turn to Matthew 1:23, which is our theme scripture, and probably one that's not often used at Christmas time. Matthew 1:23, I think it'll come up on the screen if you can't find it. They shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Now today, I'll read it again. They shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. And as I said, today we lack a skill of listening. I know with teaching I'd always have to tell the kids to put their listening ears on. And research has said that we hear only 50% of what is said to us. And we retain only 25% of that. So let's put our listening ears on today. I know for me, when I hear road directions, honestly, it's after the first direction, like first left, then second up there to the right, and then, you know, round the bend and on the roundabout third exit, and by then I'm sort of over the cliff. So my listening skills are not that great. So there was an elderly man, and he was wondering if his wife had a hearing problem, so he thought he'd test her. So he got behind her while she was on the lounge watching TV. "Honey, can you hear me?" There was no reply, so he moved forward a little bit. "Honey, can you hear me?" Nothing, so he moved right behind her and said, "Honey, can you hear me?" To which she replied, for the third time, "Yes." So God wants us to hear him this morning. So straight off the bat, he says, Emmanuel, which is being interpreted. So that interpreted, being interpreted, was from the Hebrew language to the common Greek. And that means that God wanted everyone to know this message. And it includes us, the Gentiles. Therefore, we can conclude from this short statement that Jesus is not only Saviour of the Jews, but to the whole world. So we are invited too. We may freely come. And we were sinners, being Gentiles as well. It was not impossible for us to be saved. But now, Emmanuel. Emmanuel, today many people just give a name because it sounds good and there's not really much emphasis on the meaning of the name, but in those days it meant everything. It meant the character and the purpose of the child. So our Lord, as we heard this morning, has other names: Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Prince of Peace, Everlasting Father, and indeed he is all of these. But the disciples augmented it, this phrase Emmanuel, by saying in 1 Timothy 3:16, God manifest in the flesh, and in 1 John, or in John 1:14, The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, the only begotten of the Father. So there we see straight away God is with us, that meaning of the phrase Emmanuel. God, make no mistake, in this phrase means the Godhead of our Lord Jesus Christ. And by faith we believe that Jesus, who lay in a manger and who was carried in a woman's arms and lived a suffering life and died on a cruel cross, was God over all, blessed forever. And that's in Romans 9:5. It was not an angel, Hebrews so eloquently expands on this one, nor a subordinate deity, as the cults would tell you. He was surely God. He was one with the Father and the Holy Spirit. You see, an angel or another superior being could not bring joy into my heart. But God with us, Emmanuel, I can sing along with the shepherds and carol with them, glory to God in the highest, and on earth God, goodwill to men. So this is worthy of the seers seeking and the prophets who saw a new star in the skies, worthy to spread the good news to all. For in this phrase, God with us, lies majesty, mercy, glory and grace. We sang of this morning. God with us inspires hope. Veiled in the flesh, the Godhead see, hail incarnate deity. Pleased as man with men to appear, Jesus, our Emmanuel here. I'd like to take our study further, and what I'd like to do is break it into three steps. And if you are taking notes, first, I want us to admire this truth. Then I want us to appraise it. And this is consider it. And this is true meditation. Those of you who perhaps are at school and they would encourage you to meditate on nothing or a beautiful scene, that's not what the meditation means in the Bible. Appraising it and considering it is what meditation really is. And then lastly, I want us to appropriate it. So admire this phrase, God with us. We're going to take us back to Moses' time. We're going to take off our shoes, for we are entering on holy ground. That is to understand that this infinite God dwelt in the body of a child and lived in the form of a lowly man. As Philippians 2:7 says, he made himself of no reputation and took upon the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of man. Can you see God who made all things? And Colossians 1:17 says, by him all things consist. He took on the nature of one of his creatures. Thus the Almighty linked with us feeble and the mortal. It would have been an act of condescension that if the infinite God could have come as a spiritual being like a cherub or a seraph. But God took on the form of a man and identified with suffering. It's hard for us to comprehend this stoop for God to dwell in our human flesh. But God with us, it brings me to the point, as with the psalmist, what is man that you are mindful of him? And then if we go deeper into this, we contemplate that while we stood in rebellion against God, he died for us. While we were enemies of God, he died for us. So we can only marvel on this. We can only admire this. And when we look at God the incarnate, who was truly in a human body with muscles and nerves, and we see that God was in it. I just can't understand it. When I do, my mind boggles. And this act alone meant that God meant good towards man. Romans 2:4 says it is the goodness of God that leads to repentance. So as the shepherds announced, peace on earth, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. So God with us is the phrase that says to the sons of men, he is the Almighty, able to save completely all those who draw near to him. And that's in Hebrews 7:25. So let's look a little bit more closer and appraise and consider this phrase, God with us, Emmanuel. It means a more close association. In the Greek, it's in the strongest form, and the closest I can think of is superglue. We're superglued to God. And it's two Greek words, kairos, which is time for action. So God works on our behalf, and dunamos, which is dynamite, and he works on our behalf powerfully. He took on our nature, not only flesh and bone, but heart, mind, soul, memory, imagination, judgment, and he was every bit a man like us except for sin. O joy, there sits in our flesh upon a throne of light, one of human mother born in perfect Godhead bright. So Jesus was with us in the cradle. He was a child under parental authority and a boy growing up in Nazareth, so he knew all life's battles just as we have. He was bruised and beaten. In fact, he was so brutally dealt with, the Bible says that they didn't even know that he was a man. And it says in Isaiah 52:14, his appearance was so marred, you could not tell he was even human. He was alone in the wilderness, on the mountainside, in the garden, and he laboured in the press of public life. So whether you are on the hilltop or in the valley, Jesus has been there. He is God with us in our sorrows. When you feel the sorrows of poverty, Jesus had nowhere to lay his head. It says in Luke 9:58, foxes have holes, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. Have you been slandered for righteousness' sake? He said, reproach has broken my heart. And have you been betrayed? Well, we know that Jesus was betrayed by a close friend with a kiss. Jesus, who has been there in the stormy seas, suffered in the cold of night, cries out, I am with you. And when we come to the closing scene of our life, we shall find that our Emmanuel, our Jesus with us, has been there. He felt the pangs of death, the agony, the thirst of fever, and he knew the fainting of separating flesh when he cried, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. So God with us gives us assurance that we shall be raised up in his likeness. For God with us says, we are reconciled. He has put away our sins once and all that put us at enmity with God. And I will forever say with Isaiah, O Lord, I will praise you, for you were angry with me, but because of God with me, you now comfort me. Dr. Watts, the famous hymnist, says, it once was the seat of dreadful wrath and shot devouring flame. Our God appeared, consuming fire and vengeance was his name. Rich were the drops of Jesus' blood, which calmed his frowning face, which sprinkled o'er the burning throne and turned the wrath to grace. Can we hear the message that God is saying to us? God is not against you, but he is with you. The word says in Romans 8:31, if God is for us, who can be against us? So let's look a little bit further and appropriate this and put it into our lives. Emmanuel, God with us. When we receive Jesus, he now speaks to us and is now in us. I can't fathom that at all. And we are like Enoch, who walked with God in Genesis 1:25. And Abraham, James says, was called the friend of God. So talk with him as your friend. That friend is Philos, like a brother. And walk with him like Enoch did. You don't need to shout at God. You don't have to put the these and the thous and the falsetto voice. You just need to talk with him as your friend. You see, God with us gives us a desire to say, God, your face I will seek forevermore. Don't you find when you're reading the word that he highlights something fresh on the page for you? Or he seals a promise that he has once told you before? When at communion, I especially feel this, that you feel a strong sense of God with us. In fact, every sacred act of worship, can you not feel the doors of heaven open up, just like this morning's worship? And as with the psalmist, I often say, I'd rather have one day in your courts, Lord, than a thousand elsewhere. And that is why we come together. Emmanuel, God with us, he is with us in his powerful acts. God with us, even though we're not aware of it, it strikes terror into the hearts of any who come against us. As I said, if God be for us, who can be against us? And no weapon formed against us will prosper. Isaiah 54:17. And Isaiah 41:10 says, fear not, for I am with you. How many times do we need to hear that? But we do. You know, you may not be aware, but like Elisha, now when the youths came out, and they were, they say children, but they were from 17 to 23. The closest scene I can imagine in my mind is with the Passion, the scene in the Passion that Mel Gibson had those evil little boys around taunting the man. That's what was happening to Elisha, because Elisha was called to call back a defiant Israel to repent. So it was a direct attack on a man of God doing what God had called him. But in 2 Kings 2:23, they were taunting him, this group of 42 young men. Baldy, baldy, go up, baldy, they said. And it says, Elisha cursed them in the name of Yahweh. And two mother bears came out and mauled all 42 of them. So, too, when you are mocked or when you are ill-treated in God's name, perhaps not as severely, but God will act powerfully for you. So God is with us, for with every foe within. He says, fear not, for I am with you. He overcomes our frailties, our doubts and fears. God with us fills our heart with courage. For his divine seed is in us. The word says, know you not that you are the temple of the Holy Spirit? 1 Corinthians 6:19. And he says, I will dwell in them and I will walk with them, for God is with us. 2 Corinthians 6:16. And that walk is from the Greek perambulate, and it's basically just a leisurely walk. Just like when I've got the grandchildren, when I had my children, I would hold them, their hands, and I would hold it firmly. And that was telling them, I'm with you, it would be a strong grip, I'm guiding you, I'm protecting you, and I'm keeping you. And that's the same with our Heavenly Father, with our Emmanuel. What does this phrase Emmanuel mean for us? God with us. It means that we can come to God without hesitation. God sent an ambassador with whom we have no fear. It's the hand of a child. It's the hand of the one who died and whose hand still bears the nail print. Remember Thomas and him wanting to see that, and Jesus showed him it was still there. And it's a hand, it's a strong hand that spans the universe, and it holds the ocean and weighs the mountains. This is in whose hand we hold. So there's no need for a priest. Anyone can approach a babe in a manger. And he is the saviour of the poor. The shepherds did not have to shower or change. They hastened to the child's presence. For God sees the heart and accepts us all, rich and poor. God with us, Emmanuel, is a message of love. So place your hand in his. Do not refuse it, for it is for you who have given up all hope, for you who think there is no future for you. God is with you. You have a hope and a future for good. Jeremiah 29:11 promises us that. God with us, Emmanuel, he heals the brokenhearted. And it gives us this promise that that which is impossible for man is possible with God in Luke 18:27. God is with us, Emmanuel. He has been with you before you were born, and he's with you now, and he will be with you forever. So I'm going to close now, and I would like for you to look with your version on Psalm 139. It's one of my favourite psalms, especially when I need to know that God is close with me. And I will read it from the everyday common language. I hope I can see it at smaller print here. But you read, and it's pretty much the same or similar with the different interpretations. 1-18. O Lord, you have examined my heart and know everything about me. You know when I sit or stand. When I'm far away, you know every thought. You chart the path ahead of me and tell me where to stop and rest. Every moment you know where I am. You know when I am going to what I am going to say, even before I say it. You both proceed and follow me, and place your hand of blessing on my head. This is too glorious, too wonderful to believe. I can never be lost to your spirit. I can never get away from my God. If I go up to heaven, you are there. If I go to the place of dead, you are there. If I ride the morning winds to the farthest ocean, even there your hand will guide me. Your strength will support me. If I try to hide in the darkness, the night becomes light around me. For even darkness cannot hide from God. To you, the night shines as bright as day. Darkness and light are both alike to you. You made all the delicate inner parts of my body and knit them together in my mother's womb. Thank you for making me so wonderfully complex. It is amazing to think about. Your workmanship is marvelous, and how well I know it. You were there while I was being formed in utter seclusion. You saw me before I was born and scheduled each day of my life before I began to breathe. That's amazing in itself. Every day was recorded in your book. How precious it is, Lord, to realize that you are thinking about me constantly. I can't even count how many times a day your thoughts towards me. And when I awaken in the morning, you are still thinking of me. Let's bow our heads. Lord, we thank you that you are our Emmanuel, that you are our God with us, that you are with us in our day to day. Every day you know what we have been through, you know what we go through, you know the struggles that we have on a day-to-day basis. Lord, we thank you that you give us courage when we face doubts and fears and concerns. For Lord, may each one of us today know that you are our Emmanuel, that you are always with us, that you will never leave us nor forsake us. You are God with us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.